mother charged with second-degree murder in death of toddler. In a heartbreaking incident, the Burke County Sheriff's Office responded to a distress call on Tuesday, February 19, 2024. At around 12:45 p.m. the call reported an unresponsive child in the 600 block of Winter Road. Upon arrival, deputies discovered life-saving efforts already underway for a female toddler found in 4 feet of water. Despite their immediate response, the child died an hour later at the Burke Medical Center. Alicia Stevens, 34, of Sylvania, and the mother of the toddler, was subsequently arrested and charged with one count of second-degree murder. Stevens has been transported to the Burke County Jail to await legal proceedings. The ongoing investigation suggests that the tragic incident may be attributed to negligence. Authorities revealed that neglect is the leading type of abuse reported in Georgia. Initial findings indicate that the child had been left unattended for an extended period, eventually falling into a hole dug in the backyard while under her mother's care. The Burke County Sheriff's Office is working diligently to gather more information surrounding the circumstances leading to the child's unresponsive state. As the investigation unfolds, the community is left grappling with the devastating reality of a young life lost. The Burke County Coroner's Office, in conjunction with the Screven County Coroner's Office, are working on the case. In Georgia, a death investigation reverts to the county of residence. In this case, that is Screven. Screven County Coroner Ramona Stewart explained, "Child Protective Services and local authorities stress the importance of vigilance and responsible caregiving to prevent such heart-wrenching incidents. The case underscores the critical need for awareness and education on child safety, with authorities emphasizing the devastating consequences that can result from neglectful actions. It is important to note that arrests are made when there is probable cause. There are more details to this case that will be made available." The family tragedy serves as a stark reminder to communities about the imperative role of collective responsibility in ensuring the welfare and safety of children. As the legal process unfolds, Screven County residents mourn the loss of a young life while awaiting further details on the ongoing investigation.